This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, under the Great Reset, they say that we're all going to be starving to death and they're going to kill hundreds of millions of third world. So I said, I've got to size my neighbors up like the famous essay, A Modest Proposal. And the media said, Jones wants to lead his neighbors. No, I was being sarcastic. But LA Times reports cloned meat of Brad Pitt, Ellen DeGeneres on store shelves. Like Bill Gates is like, how do I get him to stop eating regular meat? Well, say it's Brad Pitt's meat. Yes, we're not joking, folks. This is 2021. It's just going to get weirder from here on out. But joining us, before I get into more of that and then hand the baton over to Matt Bracken, who's got a lot to say, is Laura Loomer. She ran in a very competitive district where no Republican ever wins. Trump's district, he voted for her. She got record votes in it. She felt bad when she lost. I said, hell, you're in the arena. I encourage her to run again as soon as possible. And so here is Laura Loomer back in the arena to give us the latest, Loomer2022.com. Laura Loomer, great to have you back with us.
To be here, Alex, and just as I did when I first filed to run in 2020, I wanted to make sure that I gave you and InfoWars the exclusive video interview. I filed to run last night, and look, we have to keep on fighting. And what's really interesting about here, you know, what's taking place here in Florida is now that the census has been done, we're going to have redistricting. And Florida is expected to pick up 2 to 3 more seats, and District 21 might actually go red. In fact, Lois Frankel, the Democrat incumbent who I'm running against, just a few days ago, she sent out a fundraising email asking people to donate to her because she believes District 21, where I filed to run, may go red. And, of course, this is where President Trump and the Trump family are now residents and voters.
I'm glad you're giving us the exclusive here. We're very, very excited, and I know you've got a great shot. Florida is much brighter than Texas because Florida knows it's fighting for its life against globalists and liberals and leftists. Texas is going blue because the average Texans are like, nowhere helps us, boy. So I'm kind of, I may have to move to Florida. Tell me what's happening in Florida.
Well, I think you definitely have to move to Florida, and it looks like Florida is ground zero for cancel culture and the solutions, or the at least solution-oriented people who want to address cancel culture.
Florida, well, like everybody fighting back is in Florida. I mean, I'm sorry, I love Texas, but like, there's more fight in Florida than almost all the other states.
Right, exactly. And, you know, as I said before, President Trump is now a resident here. He lives in Palm Beach County at Mar-a-Lago. And we have a Republican-controlled state legislature here. We have Republican senators. And we have Governor DeSantis, the most popular governor in America, who, of course, is a Republican. And he was just in Palm Beach County last week to announce proposed legislation for this legislative session in Florida that would actually punish big tech for censoring candidates. But there's an issue with the legislation in that it doesn't have a retroactive application to candidates, right? It only addresses the act of deplatforming while somebody is running for office, as opposed to individuals who may have previously been deplatformed and then want to run for office, right? People like myself.
By the way, that is certainly needed, but at least DeSantis is doing what Trump should have done.
Right, exactly. And so the legislation is not perfect, but I'm hoping now, you know, look, we'll see if people want to put their money where their mouth is, and we can use the Laura Loomer for Congress campaign as the test case for this proposed legislation. And I don't see any other governors across the country really doing much, but we had a great event last night at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Congressman Paul Gosar flew down to endorse my candidacy. Roger Stone was there. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was supposed to be there, but due to Nancy Pelosi extending voting, she wasn't able to make it.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but let me talk to you later. I'm coming to Florida soon. Roger knows about it. Some other folks know. We definitely need to have an event, and I want to meet Gosar, and I want to meet Green. Maybe we should fly her down there because this is a very exciting moment in time. Laura Loomer, stay right there. Listen, Trump is stronger than ever, and the word is we're going to have a Trump-DeSantis ticket in 3.5 years. We just hope Trump takes care of himself. God, I'm not perfect. I love food, too, but I heard Trump eats like 3 steaks, 5 lobster tails, prime rib, piles at the Trump International Golf Course right there. All these crab legs, everything. I don't know. Need Trump to stay healthy. We'll be right back.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Some stations just joined us. So, Laura, tell people what you're announcing, what you're doing. The woman in the arena, very exciting. What's happening with Governor DeSantis? What's happening with President Trump? We have only begun to fight against this globalist fraud, and they know it, and they're scared.
Well, I just filed to run for Congress again, right? A relaunch of my campaign in Florida's 21st district. So, look, we have to keep on fighting, and I know that a lot of people are demoralized because of the stolen election and the voter fraud, but what they need to understand is that the voter fraud was enabled because of big tech. And just like I said in 2020 when I was running for Congress, right, when I filed in 2019, big tech tyranny is the most important, campaign issue of our lifetime. It's not just an issue here in the United States. It's a global issue. And when you look at the people who finance all of the voter fraud, well, it's the big tech executives, right? It's people who are tied to big technology. And so when we start holding big tech accountable for their actions, and when we start using antitrust laws to break these companies up, and when we encourage lawmakers to update the Civil Rights Act and the human rights clauses that exist in D.C., where political affiliation is a protected class, when we extend that to all 50 states, it's only going to be then when conservatives are protected from this full-blown information war and assault that has been launched on them by the big tech tyrants and the Democrat Party.
You warned people in Congress repeatedly that this is coming, and you've been deplatformed, and now you can't criticize NATO. Now you can't criticize CNN. Now we're like basically communist China. Now they're going after the bank accounts, the Airbnb, the same thing they did to you and I. Now it's everybody. Where is Congress? I mean, sure, Rand Paul, okay, Ted Cruz a little bit. This, we need state legislatures. Thank God for DeSantis. Thank God, like, Poland just passed the law, $15 million fines if you ban political speech. They said, we just went through communism, you know, for decades. We know what danger is. Australia's fighting back a little bit. What's wrong with American government putting up with big tech pushing everybody around?
You know, the problem is that big tech now makes up one-fifth of our economy here in the United States, right? And so we have built an economy here in the United States of America that is dependent on these companies. And everyone in Congress is getting paid off. There's only a few members of Congress that I can think of, and I can count all of them on one hand, who actually have the balls to stand up to these companies and to not take money from them. I'm not going to take money from big tech. You know, my opponents, Google and the big tech companies, Comcast, they were giving her tons of donations to prevent me from getting elected to Congress. And look, DeSantis has made a first good start, but the legislation is imperfect and it needs to be addressed because, as I said, it does nothing to help candidates like myself who were previously deplatformed. But I don't care.
You understand legally, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's hard to get a law that's retroactive. People have to have the law and then violate it, then get in trouble.
Right, but then that's not going to do anything because if candidates then file for exploratory committees or everybody's banned, then you're not going to be able to have social media.
No, I agree. He should just go. No, you're not saying retroactively on your case. I get it. You're saying once they file, then they get in trouble. They'll ban them in the embryonic phase. Oh, you're right. Yes.
I'm talking about the application and the concept.
No, you're right. You're right. Because they can censor before the person launches. That's important.
Right, exactly. And what's going to happen is they're going to start having big tech spies monitor the FEC to see who files for an exploratory committee before. That's not called running for office, right? That's not a declared candidacy. And then what they'll do is they'll ban everybody who files for an exploratory committee so that they're banned by the time they actually file to run. Or, right, unless you have high name ID or a house list and you're not able to have a successful campaign while being deplatformed. Because mind you, my campaign, the Lord Limit for Congress campaign, was the first deplatformed campaign in the United States history. So we've really created a blueprint here in District 21, Palm Beach County, for what other candidates are
and that's why you're running with such a victory. You were like, should I run? And I was like, absolutely. And you said, well, if I lose, it'll be I said, you're going to expose their fraud. They're going to censor you. You've got to build the template to show the fraud so Congress and legislatures can act. So thank God you did that. Everybody that donated didn't just spew money down a hole. They have built a key test case being looked at right now. I even know about Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, exactly. And whether Governor DeSantis wants to admit it or not, the legislation was inspired by my congressional campaign. The legislation was molded off of original legislation that was proposed by State Senator Joe Gruters, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. And when he had the press conference in Tallahassee at the Florida State Capitol, he said this legislation was inspired by Laura Loomer, a Florida business owner, a Florida candidate, and
It's not about bragging. It's about letting folks know that in the arena, even though you lost, you won by exposing this. So this is very exciting. What do you make of a Trump-DeSantis run in the next few years?
Well, we'll see. I don't know if President Trump is going to run, but word here in Florida amongst the donor base and the political consultants is that they're trying to prep DeSantis for a 2024 presidential run. I don't know if Donald Trump really should run again. I think that maybe he should use his power and his influence to really help prop up America First candidates and to demolish the rhinos, right, to oust the leadership. There needs to be a hostile takeover of the Republican Party.
I agree.
And by ousting out the leadership, we don't need a third party. We don't need a Patriot Party. We just need to completely oust the Republican Party leadership unless they want to comply, right, with America First candidates. But they clearly...
I totally agree. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell's wife on the Chinese payroll, and now he's going to support Merrick Garland, who wants to confiscate guns.
Right. And so they talk about America First as the fundraising grift, but they're not actually America First. In fact, they try to ostracize a lot of the America First candidates as being too radical or too extreme.
Because they know... I mean, look at Green, 75% winning in Georgia. They're scared, particularly of smart women taking over the party.
Right. And then they try to compensate by propping up these bimbo candidates, right, who they can't even hold, a candle to people like me and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, right? They prop up.
You're talking about all these Islamic tarts.
Right. No, I'm talking about these so-called Republican, like, individuals who...
Oh, you're talking about the Republican-like kind of... Yeah, those.
Like, these rhino candidates who pretend to be America First, and they find some cute girl and put her in a short dress and prop her up on Fox News and say, ooh, this is going to be the antidote to AOC.
But the good news is people are sussing that out.
Right, and they are. They're starting to realize that this has been the grift, and that the candidates, generally speaking, when the NRCC or the Republican Party props up a candidate, right, they're really not going to fight for you, because people like myself and Marjorie Taylor Greene, we don't get supported by the NRCC. They didn't give me a dime, right? Because I am fighting for the American people. I truly am a MAGA America First candidate.
I agree. So what do you make of them trying to ban all these conservatives from CPAC, even though CPAC's being banned on Twitter for having Trump? Are you going to CPAC?
I'm going to be in Orlando. I'm going to AFPAC, which is the event that Nick Fuentes and Michelle Malkin are hosting in Orlando. And then I'm going to another event called the Republicans for National Renewal, where I'm going to be speaking with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Congressman Paul Gosar as well. So I'll be in the vicinity, but there's a lot of different events. I'll be at the Project Veritas.
Well, that's beautiful. That's actually beautiful. And that's coming up very soon.
Yeah, look, it's tomorrow. I'm actually, as soon as I'm done with this interview, I'm getting in the car and I'm driving to Orlando.
Well, I would love to have you, once you're there, if you've got time to do a stand-up or inside or send us clips, I would love to have you on. But you've announced for Congress here, the website is loomer2022.com. Just loomer2022.com. Thank you so much, Laura Loomer. Talk to us tomorrow or talk to us next week. Congratulations.
Thank you, and I encourage people to go to my website and make a donation today, because we are fighting cancel culture here in Palm Beach County. Thank you.
You are. You're fighting hard right in the belly of the beast, folks. Loomer2022.com. She's a great lady. Laura Loomer, we salute you. Our final segment, then the next guest comes up, and that is going to be Matt Dragon. Yes, folks.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fragments on the mind, the atoms hold the man's fraction and this wedge.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I don't calculate what I say on air. I just tell the truth. I give you my best analysis. And I just keep feeling guilty that I'm not raising enough of an alarm. I mean, the country is being taken over. The nuke codes are trying to get the nuke codes. They're dissolving the borders. They're attacking our children. They're just announcing every form of evil you can imagine. But the good news is they are desperate, and they want you to lose track of God. And I realize they want me to be that way as well. This is a real image, folks. This is in the news. Southern California woman's new idea photo has her wearing a mask. Again, I'm dirty. I'm bad. I'm wearing a face diaper. I'm not showing you my face. This is what's going on. This is a cult. And we're a year into the mask, a year into the lockdowns. And it's more intense than ever. I walked into a business this morning. They asked me not to say where, and a young woman walks up, and I said, you don't need to wear a mask with me. And she says, oh, I really like you. My mom's a big listener, and her mom was there just visiting. She comes out of the, I guess, the accounting room or whatever behind the counter and like, oh, I love you, Alex Jones, all this other stuff. But the young woman goes, but they watch this on camera. I can't even say I like you. And then basically did my checking out and then wouldn't talk to me anymore. I mean, since when in America can you not say this is BS? It's a cult. And complying and going along with the system only makes it worse. So imagine Bill Gates for years saying, soon you will not get meat but once a year on your birthday. And now he's all over TV. We save the earth. You don't get meat. You're like, well, how's he going to do that? They're going to put taxes on cattle raising so high you can't pay for it. And they've got all the comedy shows attacking meat packing and saying it's dirty and evil because it increases IQ. Because it's how our craniums grew larger. It's just meat makes us healthier. Overall, hurts our heart, but it's very good for your brain. It's got its own problems. Nobody's endorsing all of it. But they want control of that industry just like they want control of all of their agriculture and all of their science and all of their energy. And so if you think the master criminal, Bill Gates, telling you, you can't have regular meat, you've got to have his meat. You wonder, well, how are they going to roll that out? Well, oh my gosh, my favorite celebrity, whether it's Brad Pitt or Ellen DeGeneres, that's the headline, LA Times. They take their cells and then clone it. That's what Gates says. We take beef cells and clone it, and then it's extruded by a machine that's grown from insect protein. So what are they feeding the insects? And it's just about training you to accept nothing and have nothing and then only buy it from them who roll out the new industry. Ellen Degenerate, Salami, one company's quest to make meat from celebrity tissue samples. And only trendies would want this. But it's about, oh, you pay on a patent eating my flesh, which is cannibalism. So the headline should be, biotech companies promote cloned cannibal meat. Biotech companies promote cannibalism from cloned human celebrity flesh. There's the actual headline. So we'll take this segment, that earlier segment I did at the end of the last hour and put it together because that's what it is. And again, Hitler would have blood taken at the end of the collapse of the Third Reich and put into sausage and mixed, and his top officers would eat it like Jesus You know, when he said, take this bread, it's my body, take this wine, it's my blood. Well, they would actually do it. So that's why they've got clone genetics of Jeffrey Epstein, not just little children's DNA, not just their genomes, but it's Jeffrey Epstein. That's the word. Jeffrey Epstein's genome is in these vaccines because they believe he was this god, this Nephilim. And then you will take this into your body. He will rape you. And Bill Gates will rape you with the mRNA, which they admit the Pfizer one has. Dead kids, whole genomes, jellyfish, whole genomes. And then they had Bill Gates involved with Epstein, and they were all involved compromising top scientists doing all this stuff. And what they're obsessed with is secret breeding programs, but also having their genetics put into your genes. So, who wants to be in the salami? James Franco, Jennifer Lawrence? All they do is get a blood sample, and now it's grown into meat. Kanye West. And then you eat their flesh. It's all about cannibalism, and what does that do at a soul level, interdimensionally? We now know that whatever you eat, whatever you feed on, actually goes through your cellular level and resonates with your body. The Satanist, the occultists that are worshipped by Jay-Z and by Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates goes to these spirit cooking events with these people that were just showing it, where they have people laying in vats of blood. It's real blood, but it's a model in the blood. Then all the trainees come over and take little dipsticks like you use for little ice cream at Baskin-Robbins, and you dip into the blood and go, oh, liberal, oh. But that's the externalization of the method. That's the lesser magic. First, they do it in a vat of pig blood that a woman's in, or cow blood, and everybody thinks they're all powerful doing something nasty and evil. And now the celebrities are like, oh, yeah, I'll let you take some of my blood and clone it and sell it in synthetic meat. It saves the earth, and you get to eat Brad Pitt. How gross is that? And look at the men. Look at the women. They're all just vassal, chicken-necked, shrunken slaves. Like the Little Mermaid down in Maleficent's grotto. I mean, who wants to be around that? Let me tell you. I hate Hollywood. I can't stand it. I can't watch any of it now. None of it. And Hollywood tried to seduce me, and I just literally felt sick when I was there, and I felt depressed when I was there, and I was just like, I couldn't get, as soon as my plane flying in commercial would be coming in to L.A., I would feel like, oh. Like, you know, when Obi-Wan Kenobi, Alderaan blows up, he's like, oh, I feel the greatest sermons of the Force, right? As if millions of lies cried out were suddenly silenced. That's who they are. They're gone. They're the losers. That's why they have red carpets and sapphires and rhinestones and diamonds and glitz and lights and all the pretty people that come like flies to the web to get caught in it. The place you want to be is not Hollywood. Brad Pitt is a loser. All of them are losers. They're jokes. They're over. They're nobodies. They know it. They're owned by the producers. And all these weird, inbred, billionaire occultists and the people they worship, the people they hold up as victors, are jokes. All right, he's going to take over, Matt Bracken. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. He's got a lot to say about where this country is. We've got store-wide free shipping and 10% off all the storable foods, store-wide free shipping on all the supplements and other products, T-shirts, books, films, you name it, up to 50% off. This is a very rare sale. Haven't done this since back in Christmas. We don't normally do this early in the year, but there's emergencies going on. Times are crazy. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Ultra 12. Get your Winter Sun. Get your Turbo Force. Get all of it. Is at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Krill oil, so good for your body, your heart, your brain, your connectivity, everything. I love to take it before I go to sleep at night. It's 40% off as well. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And there's no celebrity DNA in any of this. Okay, no cloned Brad Pitt stuff. We would not do that. We'd kill ourselves before we imbibe that loser, that little dirtbag, maggot, nobody, piece of crap garbage. Woo! All right, Matt Bracken takes over!
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
You know, seeing those three book covers, my first three books, The Enemies Foreign and Domestic Trilogy, which means three books, people ask me, Matt, when are you writing the next book? And I got one answer now. We're living it. I don't need to write it because we're in the middle of it. And if you haven't figured that out yet, well, maybe go back and read the books again. But, yeah, we are now living in the enemy's foreign and domestic reality. I was watching Laura Loomer's interview with Alex very closely, and she's a real pioneer and trailblazer in this digital democracy, because she got nuked from orbit by big tech. You know, the GOP, the Florida GOP, a lot of rhinos, even though DeSantis is a great governor, the state establishment sure didn't help her. But she got cut off at the knees digitally. Now, I was just watching yesterday, I was watching a recent Stephen Molyneux video on BitChute. You know, he got nuked off of YouTube. He had, I don't know, half a million followers, and he got digitally disappeared. And the video I just saw of him on BitChute, he says that being digitally disappeared is just practice for being really disappeared from the world. And I would have to say at this point, I've come to the conclusion that big tech is by far more powerful than government. And we recently saw Australia come to blows with Facebook, and Australia had to surrender. Facebook forced a nation, a continent, to back down on Facebook's terms. And we're at the point where the Democrats love censorship. They support Google, Alphabet, YouTube 100%, and half of the Republicans do too, because these big tech titans, the corporate titans, they pay everybody. You know, there are very few congressmen. Matt Gaetz from the Panhandle of Florida is one of the few that doesn't take that money. But the big tech corporate titans, they're paying off everybody. So it's almost like we have a joke of a Congress at this point, a joke of a government, because they're not representing us. They're just completely sold out to corporate interests. That's it. Period. End. And anybody that thinks we're going to vote our way out of this, well, I hope that we can. I watch Bannon's War Room in the morning. They frequently have a guest on. I don't remember his name offhand, but he has. If there is a chance for saving this democracy, this is something that Laura Loomer reminded me of. There's a website called Precinct Project. I think it's WordPress.com, something like that. But the Precinct Project is this guy that comes on Bannon's War Room pretty frequently. He says, you won't know this, but at the county and precinct level, there are a lot of unfilled positions. Like half of the precinct captain and precinct commissioner positions, they're just unfilled. They're run from higher above by these GOPE rhinos. But if you actually show up at the meetings, if you find out where your county meetings are going to be held, and you actually show up and volunteer, it doesn't take many people. We're talking about like one night a month. It doesn't take many MAGA Nation, you know, conservative, traditional Americans showing up to overturn the larger state and county level GOPE rhinos that just want to be invited to the cool parties. And they don't give a damn about MAGA Nation. They only ran as Republicans because they were in a state or a county where that was their best chance of getting into electoral office. And they really don't, politically, they don't give a damn. They just want to be the Washington Generals, who are the paid losers that the Harlem Globetrotters always beat. That's their gig. But we can take over, according to some people that think, by 2022, we'll know if it's a fact or not. If there's any chance of saving this country, you know, short of a complete collapse and some kind of a civil war, it has to be by taking it over from the precinct level up. And now, I have my doubts if that's even possible at this point. I think in a way, it's almost as if Skynet has taken over and they've just got Borgs who are the mouthpieces, you know, that just are the faces that we see, but it's just really an AI program. I mean, can anybody convince you that Mark Zuckerberg is an actual human being or Jack Dorsey? How would we know if they were not just, you know, created by an AI program? They certainly give all the outward appearances of being aliens that are trying to pretend to be human. So if you do poke your nose into local politics, maybe there's a chance that way. Otherwise, all of the signs are in place of a complete societal collapse. I mean a total societal collapse. Right now, they're going after our children. We are seeing even today, God bless Rand Paul for having the nerve to go after quote-unquote Rachel Levine, that freak with the fake falsetto voice and the curly wig, you know, having the guts to ask her about, you know, mutilating children. You can't give a child a Tylenol without permission, but the child that is going to just get sucked into a vortex where they're going to go to a counselor who's going to, you know, fill out the form to get you on the program for hormone blockers so that you won't go through puberty. If you're a female, you'll grow a beard that you'll never be able to get rid of. If you're a girl, they'll encourage you to have your breasts amputated as a child. And there are a lot of crazy parents that will go along with this. Just look at the drag queen story hours. Those poor children are brought there by crazy SJW parents. So in terms of these children getting, you know, manipulated into transitioning as teens, it's often their crazy parents bringing them there and encouraging them into thinking that they're not what God made them. And this is a very sick society, and we are showing every sign of a complete breakup. You know, when an engine fails, you know, when a valve cracks and the rod gets thrown through the head of the engine, it doesn't suddenly get better. It doesn't like self heal. You know, the oscillations grow worse. The vibrations get worse. This is a sign for smart people to be thinking about, you know, parachutes and bailout strategies, because I can't think in history of an occasion where a runaway train heading toward a missing bridge self-repairs when you've got the locomotive has been hijacked by insane clowns who think that, you know, by wishing good thoughts, they're going to make the locomotive defy gravity and physics and just fly across the canyon, you know, based on some theory. And it's never in history happened. When a country goes this crazy, when the leadership is taken over by such an insane clown posse as this, it always winds up with killing fields or gulags or gas chambers. I can't think of an occasion where it didn't happen. And there's something new in this situation today, because they wouldn't necessarily need to build a physical gulag. They might not need to drag us onto trains and take us to concentration camps. We've seen how they're doing this in baby steps with unpersoning people. Just take away your Patreon. Take away your credit card, your banking ability. They've done this with a lot of pretty well-known people. I mean, Stephen Molyneux, I hadn't even thought about him in many months because they disappeared the dude. And what he says is, disappearing you digitally is practice for actual extermination. And even without a gulag, imagine if they just step by step, let's say you don't register your guns. They pass this gun control law, which I'll talk about in the next segment, and you refuse to comply, okay? Next thing you know, your credit card doesn't work. Then your electricity goes off. Then your water goes off. No boxcar. We'll talk about this when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Hebo.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When we went out, I was talking about a new threat, which is, we've been through history and our education, our training, everything we've learned. We think when they come for us, they're going to kick in our door, do a Roger Stone on us. And maybe when it serves their purposes, when they've got the CNN camera crew lined up, they'll actually do that. If it's some notable person that they actually want to make a point of showing the world the power of the FBI stormtroopers to drag a man in his 70s out of his bed in the middle of the night, his wife as well. And they want to make a point. Look, we don't care. We're brutes. We're brutal, and we work with the media, so we really don't give a damn about you. And we'll do this to Roger Stone, we'll do this to anybody. And I'm sure that that Roger and Alex go to bed every night wondering about this, because they're certainly on the hit list. They're on the hit list by name. And this is one of the reasons that I'm proud to come on the show, because if we're all the gray man, you know, if everybody's just trying to keep your head down low and not be noticed, then they're just going to hammer down the tall nails one at a time till there's no nail sticking up. So the more that we do show that we're not afraid, that we're willing to show our face, show our name, I think that it makes it a bigger problem for our tech tyrants, this emerging dictatorship, which is an amalgam of the Democrat Party, half of the Republicans, who won't admit it, but they really are just, they might as well be Democrats, and big tech and the giant corporate interests. I mean, we've seen it with this Operation Red Mirage. They came out and admitted it in the article in Time Magazine a couple weeks ago. They just called it fortifying the election. That sounds like something that they would say in Venezuela, you know, with Chavez or Maduro. Yeah, we didn't steal the election, wink, wink. We just fortified it. In other words, we made sure we can't lose. They're admitting it now. So why do I even think, let's do this precinct project strategy and try to take over the GOP? I say that because what will happen when this country absolutely goes off the rails is going to be so terrible that we won't want to think that we didn't do everything possible to avert the tragedy. I often compare what could happen in this country to Weimar Germany. We know where that led, hyperinflation and then Hitler. Yugoslavia, the breakup of Yugoslavia, a decade of civil war. Bloody, bloody religious and ethnic civil war, and Rwanda. And I say Rwanda because this identity politics, critical race theory, what it's doing is priming our country for a race war. The people at the bottom of the pyramid, they may be too dumb to realize it. They may actually be useful idiots. But the folks at the top of this power pyramid, they understand where this is going. They're pushing this country towards a bloody race war. So imagine Rwanda, you know, times Yugoslavia, times Weimar Germany. That's the tribulation we will be going through if we can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So it's a real question if we can ever put this country back together and take it away from where it's going. You know, stolen elections, a complete Pravda false narrative cooked up between the Democrats and big tech, social media. You know, but if there's any chance of putting it together, which is, I think, best distilled in this precinct project strategy, if there's any chance to put it together, we have to at least do all we can, because just saying bring on a civil war is like saying bring on a hand grenade and I'll hold it in my hand and pull the pin. It's going to be a disaster. It will be the worst thing that ever happened in this country. Worse than the Great Depression. Worse than the First Civil War. Worse than any war we've been in, by far. It'll tear this country to pieces. And none of us who survive it, which, you know, will be a very risky proposition to assume anybody will survive it, none that survive it will be able to know what we'll have on the other end. But a constitutional republic with a high standard of living and freedom, that's very unlikely to come out of it. So yes, even though the chance of righting this ship is very small, we have to at least push for it. But what's got me really worried is this martial law posture at the Capitol. The fences, you know, the miles of fences with razor wire on top, the armed soldiers around our Capitol, it's telling me that they're not done with their pushing their main narrative. And the main narrative that they've been pushing, even when Trump was in office, is that white supremacist domestic terrorists, and they're trying to roll that into one thought pattern. White terrorist, white supremacist domestic terrorist, white equals terrorist. This is the main drum that they have been beating for the last several years. The Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, even under Trump, because even though Trump was the president, in many ways, he was the president in name only. When he tried to declassify documents from the FBI, they gave him the double-barreled middle finger. They just said, screw you. What are you going to do about it? Come down to the J. Edgar Hoover building and look? Good luck. So even though he was the president, he never was able to even get to the bottom of the swamp, much less drain it. You know, the good thing about Trump was that at least he shined a light down into that murky, mucky, fetid pool, and the light couldn't even hit the bottom. And now we know at least what we're up against. So for all his good and bad points, Trump fought the swamp, but the swamp won. There's no doubt about that now. So for 4 years, he was the president. But was he really in control? How much was he in control? When they were attacking the White House, his own Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman Milley, was saying, oh, it was a terrible mistake to have, you know, to defend the White House. But boy, you let some rioters get out of control in the Capitol. It's the worst thing since 9/11. It's the worst thing since Pearl Harbor. And I'm telling you, that narrative is not done. They need to get rid of our guns. They are well on their way to getting rid of the First Amendment. They can disappear individuals completely. You know, Stephen Molyneux, I use just as one example. And I've always thought, well, what if they overreach? What if they use some executive order or in the backwash of a tragedy like a mass shooting, they push this House Bill 127, gun registration, gun banning, and they say, oh, all your semi-automatic weapons are now illegal. Well, I've always thought, how could they do that? They can't go door to door. People will shoot back. But maybe they don't even have to go door to door. You'll just get a notice electronically or in the mail saying, we know you have these guns. If you don't come down to the police station, and they'll use the same protocols they use with the vaccinations and everything else. They know where you live. They know where you shop. Your day to turn in your guns is this day at this place. These are the guns you have. Maybe it's not all of them, but they'll know enough. They've been data mining our credit cards and our emails and our private messages for years. They know what we've got. 90%. So they say, if you don't come and turn in these guns on this day, you're going to be punished. And this is where I have a new concept I call the digital gulag. They won't need to send a team to your house to kick in your door. You're just going to find out that your ATM card doesn't work. Then your credit cards don't work. Then your phone your cell phone dies. And then you can't even crowdsource. You can't get on Facebook. You can't get on YouTube. You can't get on Twitter. Nobody knows you're even alive. You've just digitally disappeared. You'll just be in your own house. The four walls of your house will be your gulag. And then who are you going to attack? Are you just going to go on a one-man terror campaign, as it will be perceived? Are you going to attack your local county commissioner or police chief? This is the coming digital gulag, and I haven't figured out how we're going to get around this, but it's a great risk that I see in the coming weeks, months, and years. And I'll talk to you next week or see.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.